I think the most important is work, 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 and be determined to what is your goal, and don't stop until you make it.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program over the next few weeks.
The top thing I got out of Red Bull Basement is getting to know lots of new people.
I gain a lot of experience through these workshops that Red Bull gives us, and also makes a lot of friends around the world, and it's just amazing.
One word that I would use to describe Red Bull Basement is exciting.
Red Bull Basement means to me an amazing opportunity and amazing experience.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, featuring women in tech around the world. So excited for this special edition Red Bull Basement episode featuring Sophia from Chile. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
So, Sophia, to kick things off, go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, my name is Sophia Perez. I have 23 years old. I live in Chile, in Viña del Mar. I'm studying product engineer design, Santa Maria's University. I have a little cat. I love to dance and listen music. And I think that's it.
And how did you discover Red Bull Basement? What are you building?
I discovered Red Bull Basement because I am a tutor of a course in my career. And one of my students tell me, hey, you have this idea to a project and I know you can participate in Red Bull Basement. And I say, well, what is that? And then, well, here we go.
And what have you learned in Red Bull Basement so far?
A lot of things, actually. Here in Chile, it's not that common to speak another language or simply just express freely to, even if you know you are maybe not pretty good at it. And I think it's pretty special, the opportunity to make mistakes and freely and can learn about it. Also, we met too many different people with wonderful ideas and everyone to change the world. I think the most I have learned in Red Bull Basement is the power of people with these ideas.
And walk us through, what can we experience as community members in Atria?
Basically, the opportunity to get independence to people with disability for navigating these spaces to today they can't. And also for the whole community to be informed about the changes.
And what is your dream for Atria? Where would you like to see it go?
I love to see Atria implementing in somewhere. I really believe that this project can help people. And I would like to see helping people in anywhere, actually.
What inspired you to create Atria?
Here in Chile, the inclusion, it is an idea, but it isn't a reality. So I met Bruno. He is a student of my university. And we talk a lot for my project and that time, before Atria will create. And I asked him for a few questions and how is his life. And he says to me, he don't go to the supermarket. And I asked why. I said, oh, what I'm going to do in a supermarket because I'm blind. And I said, well, but how you can shop? And they say, for another way, but not going to supermarket. And I think that inspired me because it's so unfair that person can't go to shopping food. It's a first necessity. And I don't want to anybody stay in that position. Never.
I'm so moved by what you just shared. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think all of us listening are really inspired and moved by your words. And what kind of people have you been meeting at Red Bull Basement that has made you feel a sense of community while you've been building?
Well, we knew mentors. We had a session with Amory Summers and Tim Wade. They're helping a lot with the clarifying ideas and get focused on the project. And also the other mentors with the training pit, all the community, it's so helpful and nice. I love everyone.
What's a huge obstacle you've successfully overcome in your journey, and how did you overcome it?
I think the social distance in the develop of the project was a pretty obstacle, very big, because I am not an app developer or electric engineer. So I had the idea, some resources, and all the team is living in other places. And I had to connect them, deliver materials, and the communication was really difficult. But we create a system where I delegate some responsibilities for some people in the team, and they report me so I can manage everything. And so far, it went pretty good.
This is your first podcast, right?
Yeah.
So exciting. I love that. What is your favorite tech tool? Something you can't live without? It could be a mobile app, website, hardware, software. What comes to mind? What's your favorite?
Oh, Spotify. I can't live without music.
I need to know your favorite song.
Oh, my favorite song is Born to be Wild.
That's a good one, especially for an entrepreneur.
I love it.
And what kind of guidance would you give everyone listening, something that they could do to take steps forward that you've learned in your journey?
I think you have to believe in your idea and the potential you have. This project came up of course project, and I wanted to see this working. And I was so focused and angry because the pandemic, we can't see truly function. But I think the most important is work, 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 and be determined to what is your goal, and don't stop until you make it.
Love that. What does Red Bull Basement mean to you?
All opportunity to know different things, different way to do things, and really open my mind. I didn't expect anything of this experience, and give me a lot to learn and to applicate in my life.
That's wonderful. And how can people connect with you?
In social media, it's okay, or email.
So for your email, we'll include that in the show notes. And any last things you want to share with everybody before we start to wrap up?
I want to thank you, all the people who helped us in this journey, all my dear team. Without they, I don't know, the project will be nothing without them.
And what's one thing we could do as a community to support you in your success and to help accelerate Atria?
I think the most important is when Atria goes on the market, the people really get into the application, because without the community, the application and the whole system, it didn't work.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. To connect and collaborate with more amazing women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Sofia Perez, the creator of the project ATIA, that it's a system for helping with persons with disabilities to locate in public places. And we are in Viña del Mar, Chile, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.